Forgotten, written by Trialia, read by Leviticus Lied. Nobody remembered her. She was there. I listened to them all talk about Neo, and I felt a fury building up inside me. The woman who had caused him to be the one, without whom he would not have been alive to journey to 01 and to bring peace, was forgotten in the midst of the endless chatter about the prophecy of the one ending the war coming true. The prophecy that Trinity would love him had also come true, but again, everyone overlooked it. I had known Trinity all her unplugged life, 15 years. She was a daughter to me, but in the chaos, her immense part in bringing all this about was pushed aside, disregarded entirely, except by the handful of us who knew her enough to care. Myself, Niobe, Link, and Z. My throat burned, my eyes threatened tears for the first time since childhood, knowing that neither of them could live to see the peace, for it was plain to anyone who looked at them together, one could not survive without the other. I knew if she wasn't back by now, neither of them would be. I could feel it, my dearest child lost to the world, lost to me, to her lover, to everyone. Trinity was dead, after fighting for the Resistance more than half her life. Dead at only 28, and the Council and Zion didn't care or didn't choose to remember her. The anger and pain built up inside me. I was only half listening to their talk about Neo's being the savior of the world, but it was enough. I screamed at them all. My first mate is dead! She gave her life to our cause, and none of you give a damn! They all froze, staring at me as I exploded, tears streaming down my face and fury burning in my eyes. Without Trinity, Neo would not have made it as far as being the one, and if none of you remember that, then none of you deserve what they have given you. I could never remember hurting so much, the fire inside threatening to consume me as it had my ship just days earlier, when Trinity had been alive. 28. She was only 28 years old. 15 years she was with the Resistance, and you've all chosen to forget about her, I whispered, my voice shaking. Can't you at least have the decency to remember she was alive? A few people shook their heads sadly, some looking ashamed, some embarrassed by my outburst. But I didn't care how they felt, so long as they acknowledged my child. Counselor Haman stepped forward. I'm sorry, Morpheus. On behalf of all of us, I truly am. Taking my arm, he led me out of the crowd, into a quiet place, as the murmur of the crowd began to resume, more subdued than before. Trinity meant a great deal to me. He spoke gently, his hand on my shoulder, even though he was shorter than I. We'll run a search for her and Neo. Try and find them, and I promise I'll do my best to try and get them buried together. They deserve that, at least. His voice was trembling, almost as much as mine had been when I'd spoken. I'm grateful, Counselor Haman, I replied. Trinity was an extraordinary person. She won't be forgotten. Haman assured me, briefly giving me an unexpected tight hug, then glancing back into the crowd. I loved her almost as much as you did, Morpheus, he told me, his tone bearing a great sadness, before departing to arrange what he had promised. We got the permission he requested, and would have buried them together, but we were never able to find them, either of them. All I can hope is that they are in a better place. The end.